Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, with the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Good morning!
It's a big old land with cows.
How are you? Ready to embrace a beautiful Wednesday?
Happiness ain't out of reach.
Let's get to it today on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flynn is here.
Yo.
My question of the day, are drag queen performances family friendly? In Fargo, they evidently are, according to organizers of one that happened on Saturday, despite a new law that said you can't do that in North Dakota. You can't have a drag show, drag queen performance in public where children could be there. But organizers, led by Joe Burgum, who's the son of Governor Doug Burgum, said they were fully aware of the law and everything complied with the law. Let me read you the actual story here. Our own Chris Larson put this together after a tip from listeners came in yesterday to say, hey, wait a minute, do we have a law or don't we? So we dug into it a little bit for you, and here's your report. A drag performance at Fargo's Red River Market and Broadway Square has caused concern among some citizens in Fargo and Moorhead. One Fargo parent, Cassie Schmidt, said, I'm extremely disappointed in the Fargo Park District for allowing Red River Market to host an open-to-the-public drag show for kids. I can't understand why these events that are continuously marketed as family-friendly happen.
The validation, concern, yeah.
Think so?
Yeah, they're trying to, you know, trying to brand it as okay.
Normalize okay it?
Normalize it. Exactly.
The story goes on to say the concern comes on the heels of the North Dakota legislature's passage, Governor Burgum's signing of House Bill 1333, which placed restrictions on adult-oriented performances. Joe Burgum, co-founder and executive director of Folkways, happens to be the son of Governor Burgum. Folkways is the organization that rents the Broadway Square Saturdays, July through October, for something they call the Red River Market, which is really cool, by the way. I mean, the Red River Market is a fun deal for downtown.
We've had him on talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Burgum says the organization has processes in place to make sure the performances are conforming to state law. With regard to last weekend's drag performance, Burgum says the performance was legal, saying, quote, we were not misaligned with the law. The Fargo Park District confirmed to WDAY Radio that the district knew about Pride Week celebrations planned by Folkways and said, as a rental, we are aware that Folkways has themes each week to promote inclusion and community. Do you think we need a drag queen performance in order to promote inclusion and community?
It's having the opposite effect. No one's cheering this, you know, not even a large part of the community, the LGBTQIA, whatever community, a large part of them don't want it either. It's gone way too far. You're way past reasonable when you're calling this stuff family friendly. It's nothing we want our kids to see. Nothing, you know, again, depends on the family, but it's just gone way past reasonable.
The inclusion goal, celebrating community as a goal of this event, wonderful. That's fantastic, and I think that's great that they do that. The question is, you crossing a line when you say, okay, to promote inclusion I mean, where are you going to stop with that? Are you going to get witchcraft people out there? Well, we want to include the witches. Let's include, and by the way, I'm not comparing drag queens to witches. There are different different genres.
Where's the pagans? Let's go. Come on.
Right. Where do you stop?
You know, where's the devil worshippers? Where's the human sacrifice? Dogs and cats living together.
These pedophiles are feeling left out. You know, I think we should, man-boy love association.
You got to get into the drag queen, as we used to call cross dresser, whatever. Now it's your trans. These are transgender women that want to, you know, show off their whatever, their fashion sense, and do it in front of kids. And you know, we're normalizing that, number one. And secondly, the normalization of been trying to put in, and you see more and more videos. Well, you know, trans women are women. No, trans women are men dressed as women. And we have many people that 1,000% in their minds believe that a woman can change into a man. You can magically change into a woman. Now they're talking about uterus transplants. I kid you not. So that's the core of this.
By the way, we're going to talk later in the program today with a junior to be at Watford City High School that has done a number of really neat things. And for that, received the Student Leadership Award at Governor Burgum's Summit on Innovative Education yesterday in West Fargo. And one of the things that he did was lead a cultural food fair that celebrated the 23 countries that are represented in Watford City. Watford City has become a melting pot. It is right smack dab in the middle of the fastest growing county in America, and coincidentally, not the largest oil-producing county in America. And so it's a bit of a melting pot. Now, there's something that is inclusive. Great idea. You tell somebody from somebody's country, okay, this is why you like this kind of food, or you like that, you know, a little cultural food fair. Neat.
Absolutely.
Idea. It's a neat idea. That's inclusive. I don't think
that's diverse.
You see, people love to use this as a blunt force instrument to make you go away. We're going to have an inclusive event here. How dare you question our inclusive event? We're celebrating community here. Oh, yeah? With a drag queen show. I don't think so. That doesn't exactly scream inclusive to me. You tell me. Some more in the Park District here. They say, we are aware they had plans for celebrating Pride Week with performance that included with performance art. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Performance twerking. Art that was inclusive and family friendly. Again, inclusive and family friendly meaning what? There are drag queens out there who feel left out, so if we don't have them celebrate, included in the celebration and shake their booty, then we're not being inclusive. And family friendly, that really torques me right there. Family friendly. Drag queen, family friendly. Do they belong in the same sentence?
Not going to end well.
How can we be inclusive as a community without celebrating drag queens?
Not going to end well.
Couple of questions I have for you today on the program. If you want to answer, 271-1100, or you can text us at 701-237-1590. Park District goes on to explain they negotiate in good faith with the public that wants to use any of their facilities. When an activity occurs that the public or the staff feel is not in compliance with the agreement of the law, the Fargo Park District will research the concern and respond accordingly. And I have to assume they did that in this case, and that's why they think it's family-friendly. We also reached out to North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley to say, hey, got a law here, got a performance here. He said, you got to check with the local folks. So we go to the Cass County State's Attorney's Office. Kim Hedwig there said in a statement, the State's Attorney's Office has no investigative power. Without a law enforcement investigation, it would be inappropriate for my office to comment on whether alleged conduct violated the law. Here's my question. The organizer, Joe Burgum, says this is done in compliance with the law. We are not misaligned with the law, is his exact quote. And said the organization had a process in place to make sure the performances conform to state law.
That's fine. If they are, they are.
We need to know a little more, though, don't we?
Well,
because
you know,
here's what the law says.
It may have been within the rules. It may have been something you could do, and it's not a problem. Much like Budweiser putting a Dylan Mulvaney picture on a can. You know, those are things you can certainly do if you like. But you may or may not, your event or your business may or may not suffer because of it. Just saying.
Analogy. Yeah,
yeah.
I hear you.
You know, we can choose not to go there now, too.
Here's the letter of the law. Restrictions on adult performances, adult-oriented performances. That means a performance that, regardless of whether or not performed for consideration, is intended to appeal to a big word here, Kev, prurient interest and features.
Whatever. Yep. Were there grown men with makeup and if they're provocative clothing and doing their thing in front of children?
Yeah, and by the way, that includes prosthetic genitalia, breasts, or buttocks.
Enough. Yeah, all right. That's fine.
Yeah.
And you can do that. We can choose not to support the business that does that, too. So
is a drag queen performance a sexual conduct activity or not? I mean, that's where you got to say, okay, well, how do you define the law here? I'm looking at the law. Anyway, that and much more, including Harvard suggesting their students go on food stamps. Lots to come today.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What does it mean to be inclusive? How do you define inclusive? Exactly. 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. inclusive activities are good if we're saying, hey, neighbor, you're invited. Come on out here. We're going to have a little block party. That'd be a good thing. Is inclusive drag shows? We're going to have a debate about the definitions now, for crying out loud. We're talking about an event on Saturday and happened in downtown Fargo, part of the Red River Market. And officials knew what they were doing in inviting and promoting a drag queen show and spent some time parsing the law, saying that they're in alignment with the law. I just read you the law. You have to decide whether that's the case or not. Is there anything family-friendly about a drag queen? Is that family-friendly at all? And if we need that to be called inclusive, then life is upside down, in my opinion. Welcome yours, too, at 701-271-1100. Text us 237-1590. Email us studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or studio at flagfamily.com.
It can safely be said, too, that we don't care if you want to live your life how you want to live your life. That's fine. I mean, you know, have a month, have a nightclub, have a part, do whatever you want. That's fine. But you've gone way past reasonable with family friendly, all ages, bring the kids. That's nothing anybody in any number wants to expose their kids to until their kids are ready for that. And God knows we have enough influences and things with their smartphones and the screens and the internet coming at them all the time. That's where you've gone too far. That's way past reasonable, as I say.
I want to tell you a little bit about High Road Partners, and we'll return to this topic in just a second. High Road Partners, independent local brokerage that works with all kinds of carriers to provide you the best options for your company and your employees. They're benefit strategists is what they are, locally owned and operated, and they're not the type of beam in, beam out once a year for your renewal. They understand your company. They get to know your talent needs, your budget, assist you with a multi-year strategy, and they're there year-round with dedicated personal support. Years of knowledge and experience. Find out more at highroadpartners.com and set up a meeting. Learn more about them, highroadpartners.com. Kevin, you've seen the video now of this event. Do you describe it as family-friendly?
It's, I didn't see any twerking in the thing. I saw a guy in a rainbow suit lip-syncing or singing or doing something, and they were talking about, despite all the haters, you people showed up. There's about 30 people there near as I can tell. The forum, in forum on Facebook has a video of it. That's great. You can, I guess do that. That's fine. Do that with your network and get your peeps there and all that. But, again, is this family friendly? I gotta say, depends on the family. Because there is a shot of a child there with its mom, looks like the mother of the child walking over to see one of the performers singing or doing whatever they're doing. But, I mean, again, that's fine. Don't need it to be marketed to the kids. Don't need any grooming going on.
Well, but they are marketing it to the kids.
That's the problem.
It's an all-ages drag show.
There's the problem. No one ever had a problem when the I-Beam was rocking and having their nights and doing their thing. Nobody.
That's Scarlet Vision Productions held its first all-ages drag show in Fargo. And that is the story in the forum. Despite backlash, all ages drag show. Now, wait a minute. The one I'm looking at here, Kevin, that you just sent me a link to is from July.
Well, that's the only one I found. That's one that came right up on.
So that is not, we stand corrected, that is not the one from this past weekend. That was the one, I think, that prompted the law.
Oh, yeah, that was the one. I'm sorry. Yeah, back in July of 22. I'll keep looking.
Yeah. So that one is not, the one we just described is not the one that happened on Saturday. So if it happened on Saturday and you were there, let us know. But my big question is, can it be family friendly? I don't know. Just to finish on the law, so I read you the actual law. It's House Bill 1333, and it uses this big word. I guess you pronounce it prurient.
All right? Like P-O-O. No, there's an R there, though. Prurient. Whatever. Prurient is, I think, how you say the word.
Prurient.
The definition of it is, yeah, it could be prurient, too. Having or encouraging an excessive interest in sexual matters. And I would argue, drag queen is having an excessive interest in sexual matters. This is a guy dressed up as a girl.
It's all about that.
Look, there's bigger problems in this world than what we're talking about right here. But again, this is where our culture is going. Where to be inclusive, you have to have a drag show. I just reject that out of hand. I think it's people that are wanting to poke the law in the eye.
And at this point,
we follow the law.
And at this point in history, if you know anyone that's still afraid to come out or afraid to, I mean, find me any young person in high school that's not wearing the piercings that they want or doing the hair that they want or having purple hair and black eyebrows. You know, any sort of the, and it's been okay for a long time. Yeah, there's bullies and there's jerks in the world that may or may not, you know, have a problem with it. Who cares? No one in any number cares how you dress, how you look, how you want to live your life. You can go do that. But, you know, let the kids kind of, you know, maybe learn that on their own. We don't need to be pushing that. We don't need to be, you know, and that goes for a lot of things lately.
Let me go to the comments here from listeners. Listener says, I still want to know why we needed Pride Week right after we had Pride Month.
Well, that's a great question, too.
Yeah, you can't have enough of it. What exactly are they performing, says another. Are they stripping? What parent would say to their child, do you want to go see Johnny's dad dressed up like Johnny's mom? Heck, I just came from Walmart and I saw that, says
I can't find any other video on the recent one, so if you have any, shoot some, text it or email it into us.
Listener says, good luck, Doug. This isn't going to be good for you, signing something that your son is denying. Well, again, they're aware of the law and saying they've followed the law. They're saying that up front. So they're parsing the law to say this is okay. And I guess a lawyer would have to be the one to decide what's a sexual performance? What's prurient? Another listener, Kevin and Scott, is this the way Joe is saying in your face, Dad? This has gotten so sick. If Doug doesn't have control of his kids, how can he run for president? I don't get it. Well, Joe's a grown adult. He's not like he's, you know, a juvenile at home. He's his own person. I think it's safe to say Joe probably didn't agree with the law. And so he's following what he says is the letter of the law to allow this performance to happen.
And when it comes to all of this, we can choose just not to support the businesses that support this sort of behavior. That's the way that, you know, you can just not buy that beer, not eat there, not do that, and find someplace else to go.
We have some definitions of inclusive ruling, and I'd like more when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump claims he has evidence and a detailed report showing fraud occurred during the 2020 general election in Georgia. Trump says he will release the details during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. The Pacific Northwest is in for hot temperatures this week as a heat wave blankets the region. Heat-related warnings and advisories have been issued in parts of Washington, Idaho, Oregon, Montana, and California. Forecasters urge people in those states to prepare for triple-digit temperatures through tomorrow. The world's richest university is encouraging its students to apply for food stamps. In a school flyer last week, Harvard University reminded its grad students they can apply for food stamps. Some wonder why. Harvard has an endowment fund of $53 billion. Lance Pry, USA News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the team at Swanson Hyperbarics. I'll tell you about those folks. Experts, literally. Nationally known experts on hyperbaric oxygen treatment are here in Fargo every day helping people improve inside and out. Hyperbaric oxygen treatment can affect the aging of blood cells. Nothing else can do that. Help repair skin, smooth fine lines and wrinkles. Can help you feel younger, giving muscles and joints more oxygen and improving circulation. Whole host of things, long COVID, concussions. Find out more at SwansonHyperbarics.com, and I'd really encourage you, if you've just not had luck with the big pharma way, a pill for this and a pill for that, and aren't getting the relief you need, come have a consult with Dr. Beachy and the team at Swanson Hyperbarics and find out what their research shows for what ails you. Why not? What have you got to lose? It's oxygen. SwansonHyperbarics.com. Call them at 701-929-3930. 701-929-3930. Back on What's on Your Mind. In my stack of stuff, by the way, do you hear about this town in Minnesota, Goodhue?
Minnesota? Yeah. In fact, my niece, Vanessa, and her husband and Z-Man live down there. He's on Goodhue Little League. Yeah, they've got an issue. They got to better figure it out.
They have an exodus of police in Goodhue,
yeah.
Minnesota right now. Where is Goodhue exactly?
South of the cities. I want to say southwest.
Okay, I was thinking Rochester, so it's in that general vicinity.
Yep, down south, yep.
Okay, all right. Anyway, that's in the stack of stuff here. Unbelievable. St. Paul had an interesting city council meeting where residents basically came and said, I've had enough of crime in St. Paul. Goes with a story that Alex was talking about earlier in the Need to Know Morning Show in San Francisco. The federal building has surrounding it lawlessness, drug use, homeless campments, all kinds of unlawful behavior. So much so, the people governing the building for the federal government said, federal workers, don't show up. It's not safe to come to work in San Francisco. It sounds like...
Same thing. Nothing to see there, though. Everything's great.
People are getting fine. Getting ticked off about
this.
Getting ticked off.
Beautiful city, San Francisco.
Had enough. Harvard telling their students to get on food stamps. Hopefully I'll get to all those stories today on the program. Sean Doberstein going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the new Fargo Hector International Airport expansion. They're going up to 9 gates. Pretty neat. And then we're going to tell you about a student leadership award given out at the Governor's Summit on Innovative Education yesterday in West Fargo at Cheney Middle School. And meet a youngster that will be a junior this fall at Watford City High School. Done some really cool things. Mentored in the Little Buddy program. On the Vision West Mental Health Subcommittee. Love it when youngsters are involved in mental health advocacy. Chairs the Ambassador Program and also led a cultural food fair in March that celebrated 23 countries. That's inclusive. Put that on my inclusive list.
Yep, coming up exactly. In the
I was just checking on the Red River Market, and I've heard really good things about this Red River Market. And their mission, according to their website, is to create a place where all people can experience the joys of local food. Wonderful idea.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Little farmer's market kind of.
Yep, that vibe. Different, you know, people that make honey to syrup to whatever. Yeah.
And somehow it turned into a place for quote-unquote family-friendly entertainment. In fact, on their website, this is what somebody sent us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Promoting what was going to happen on Saturday at 12:30 at Broadway Square on the Red River Market Facebook page. It says, get ready for an afternoon of fierceness, celebration, and family-friendly entertainment. There's a photo of a drag queen, a man dressed as a woman, with leather straps wrapped around her body parts.
Yep. Yeah, no.
In that photo.
And, right, you know, there. Not family-friendly.
Lots of makeup and the whole thing. Yeah, I don't get the family friendly vibe from this photo. But that's what it promoted. That's what it promised. Family friendly entertainment. Show up just as you are and be surrounded by love and glitter. Don't you love and glitter? I think love and glitter should be always mentioned in the same sentence. Love and glitter. Goes on to say to watch a fabulous drag performance by local queens at Cyber Soda and DeFi. That was Saturday. That's inclusive, according to the Fargo Park District and the Red River Market organizers, who say it did not violate the law. We need an attorney to tell us whether it did or not. In my legal analysis, as a very qualified talk show host, anything family-friendly cannot include a drag show.
Well, these are the same people that are saying that men are women and women are men and genders is a million different genders and sex doesn't matter and it's family friendly and go down the list of their reality. It's disturbing and it's sad that some people are buying into it. But again, don't care. You can live your life. You can do whatever you want. Please stay away from the kids. Kids, you know, that picture is what used to be on the cover of some magazines. It was always behind the counter, and the fronts of the magazines were blacked out. I mean, that's the wrong kind of tease to put on your event, man. Just a person. Just saying. Sorry if I misgendered you.
A listener describes it this way: inclusive means forced acceptance.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, means forced acceptance of a person's dysphoria and inability to accept themselves as God made them. All right, I'm kind of wondering what inclusive is, because this is what they call inclusive. All right. Listener says, Kevin, my wife has to travel to Claremont, California for work. Do you know anything about this city? Not looking forward to visiting California. They're taking you as a world traveler. You ever been to Claremont, California?
I want to say that Claremont's part of the Inland Empire by L.A., but I got to recheck it. But
all right. We're doing some research for you. Scott, you just said there are bigger problems in this country than drag shows. Yes, there are. But look what's happening in our country. Everything in this country is tied together. Schools, government, jobs, laws, rules, speech. People better start realizing it here. This is not normal. This is very dangerous to the family unit. Destroy the family unit, the government becomes the family unit, just like China and North Korea. Well, obviously, I don't think this is unimportant. I just recognize that some people are going to say, well, you got a problem with Mrs. Doubtfire?
Tootsie?
What's wrong with Tootsie? You know?
Yeah.
And, by the way, those would be considered, to me, performances that were family-friendly.
Of course they were.
But this is a little bit different. We've got a man with...
no one wants to see Mrs. Doubtfire with a ball gag. I'm just saying, okay?
Leather straps wrapped around her...
That's just yuck.
Yeah.
Stop
so,
that.
I hear you. I hear you.
By the way, Claremont, yeah, you're good in Claremont. Claremont's part of the inn. It's up by Pomona, Rancho Cucamonga, Ontario, heading towards San Bernardino. That's a nice area.
You think they can travel safely there?
Yeah, you'll
They'll
be
have
good.
No problems.
Just be careful in and out of L.A.
Say hi to Gavin Newsom for us.
Yeah, no.
Another listener. Regarding not supporting the businesses that support this type of behavior, think of the small local vendor who's trying to sell their product at the Red River Market, and they get lumped into this ideology of the organizers.
Exactly.
Even if they themselves don't support it. So then the vendor has to pull out of their contract with the market and not sell there if they want to stand up for their values. The vendors seemingly do not have a choice. It's messed up. Very good point.
You know what I thought about with that too, Scotty, was if you saw any of the footage of the Budweiser Folds of Honor set up out at Sturgis, no one was there. I mean, yeah, but, you know, everybody's mad at Budweiser, but Folds of Honor is suffering because of that. And that's a great organization that, you know, does some great work. But because of, you know, Anheuser-Busch's decisions, now they stand there with a bunch of T-shirts they can't sell.
I see the, I just found the vision, the mission, if you will, of Red River Market, and it says the Red River Market creates a space for all people to experience the joys of locally grown food. Now, if I were to read that outside this concern from listeners about a drag show downtown Fargo on Saturday night being called Family Friendly Saturday afternoon, I wouldn't think much of it. I'd say, yeah, hey, it's for everybody. But I think what this must mean is drag queens like locally grown food too, and so we got to celebrate them. I guess I don't know. It's a bridge too far, and I agree. Red River Market's a good thing. Vendors trying to sell their products is a good thing. The organizers should be ashamed of themselves, whether or not they parse the law to believe that it's okay or not. It's a bridge too far.
Period. A great mentor of mine, who I still to this day. Andrew passed away of stomach cancer. He was the VP of Fox Sports Radio. He was an amazing guy. He looked at me one time after I had said something, and I shouldn't have probably said it, and he said, you know, buddy, he said, you're never hurt by what you don't say. And you're never hurt if you don't do that. You know, if you decide, should we put a Dylan's picture on a can or not? We might tick on, let's err on the side of our bulk of our customers. You might want to rethink that you're never hurt by what you don't do.
Another listener, I'm tired of people using a made-up word, transgender. There are two genders, male and female, and you can't flip-flop between them.
Thank you.
Trans identifier would be a better made-up word. Then you can identify as whatever you want. All right. Let's see what else we have here in the way of comments. So what is the
word?
Point of having?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What is the point of having the law? Says a listener.
Good question.
I agree with you. And I think that's why the legislators did what they did. Again, the organizers claim this followed the law. So their interpretation a little bit different than mine of family friendly. Scott, this is where bigger problems come from. By giving these issues a pass. Okay? Another listener. Scott, let me get this straight. Governor Burgum's son, whose father signed the bill into law, thumbs his nose at the law and puts on a drag show for kids.
Well, we don't know if the law was broken yet.
But. Rules for thee, not for me. What the heck is going on? Yeah, again, depends on how you read the law. But if you read the law as drag queen shows are not family friendly and not all ages, then the law has been broken. Another listener said, it's understandable that they could call that sick event family friendly. They also call Biden fit to serve.
Oh, touche!
Right?
Well yes. Said.
Exactly right. When are you going to have Governor Burgum on to ask him about the drag show that his son Joe organizes? I don't think this is for Governor Burgum to answer. He signed the law, but this is about an adult son and those around him that believe this is family friendly.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment.
targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
How about some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience? That's what's for lunch today. PetroServe USA smothered pork chops are served up today. 12th Avenue and I-29, PetroServe USA. Lasagna downtown MP Avenue. Steak bites in Glendon. Chicken pot pie in Yulin. Beefy noodle hot dish on 45th Street, Fargo. Swedish meatballs or sweet and sour chicken with egg roll, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and country fried steak in Harwood. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you, won't you? All right, some emails, some calls, some texts. A lot of commentary on this today. Here is a listener, Matt, says, when growing up, I was aware of drag shows at a particular bar in Portland, Oregon. And I was aware of a few drag shows at bars in San Francisco. bars where adults go is one thing, but this continued push by libraries in our communities and apparently Governor Burgum's son on our kids is unacceptable. People aren't as scared as they used to be to speak out on this garbage. We have Pride Month and now an extra week of Pride. It's gross. God isn't the author of confusion. We are a laughing stock as a nation as we appeal to an extreme minority. No more. To save our country, we need to get back to a focus on family and law and order. Keep it in the bar and away from kids. If you want drag shows, go to a bar. Don't be afraid to boycott. It is time, writes Matt.
Spot on, Matt. I mean, that's fine. Do what you want to do at the bar. No one ever cared.
Pete says,
too far.
It's another way to look at whether it's a family-friendly event. Here's another way, he says, rather, to look at whether or not it's a family-friendly event. At some of these events, they have people lap-dancing on kids. Would you let a man lap-dance on a child? Hell no. But they're fine with a man dressed as a woman to do it. That's a problem as well. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate the comment. Emails, welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also, studio at flagfamily.com. And you can call us 271-1100. You can text us at 237-1590. Another listener, I wonder if they'll be selling tomatoes at the market, remembering what the audience used to do in the old days when they didn't like the performance. Yeah, hopefully they kept the tomatoes away from people that were not happy. Good idea. So I guess I'm going to take my kids to a strip joint in Vegas to a family-friendly women's burlesque show.
Right. There you
go. If a transgender man can shake his genitals in front of our kid's face, then it's okay for a woman to do it too? Yeah. In regard to the drag queen shows, says another listener, what is their goal? Why is it so important for the organizers and participants to bring children into their fetish? These people need to be confronted in this regard and made to explain themselves. Another listener, this is the kind of culture God warned the Israelites about when he brought them into the Promised Land. God wanted them to be an example to the nations around them by living by his laws and not to practice the perverted lifestyle the other nations around them were living, such as homosexuality and men dressing as women. Leviticus says it's an abomination, which is very serious in God's sight, and they would have been stoned in that day. God does not want children and adults exposed to this perverted lifestyle because it becomes like leaven. Leaven's the whole lump. Do we think God will bless this nation with the lawlessness and perversion going on in this country? God have mercy on us, says that listener. Another, I'm not going to give up my values any longer to support a business. We constantly hear, well, yeah, you should support the businesses anyway because if you don't, it'll hurt innocent people who just work there. Well, the only way the message is received is if we don't spend our money there. And that's become kind of a side argument here. Somebody earlier said, you know, look, dumb idea to do this, but why punish the people that are selling carrots at the produce fair? They didn't have anything to do with the drag show.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's why the organizers had to realize what they're doing. Another listener says, this garbage is disrespectful and offensive to me and my family, so they can't do this. I thought people being outraged means you have to stop doing this. Must be nice to be part of a protected class that can get away with anything. Sorry, I'll stop ranting now, says
the other texter, too, extremely small minority of that we're bowing to on this stuff.
A listener says, Governor Burgum vetoed a bill that would have banned transgender girls from playing on teams in public schools. Lawmakers didn't have enough votes to override the governor's veto. It doesn't surprise me that Burgum was okay with the drag show shenanigans. Again, we're talking about two different Burgums here. One is the governor who signed a law saying these performances are illegal. Restrictions on adult-oriented performances on public property. Sexual conduct. So, the other Burgum is the organizer of Red River Market. That's Joey's son, who's a grown adult. Another listener sent us a link to a museum in Minneapolis that held a family-friendly event to summon a demon. Walker Arts Center.
Oh, yeah.
Received millions of dollars in taxpayers' funds through the Minnesota Arts and Culture Heritage Fund. And now holding a playful demon summoning session for families. Are you kidding me?
Where do we stop with it? Seriously. Yeah, we're get hold of the witches and the pagans. They want a book in January. Yay.
We really need to rethink family-friendly, folks. Big time. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Hey, it's Scott Hanlon from my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Off your order.